Rau mai hoki mai e te iwi ki te reo i rirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, marunga i te iarere iwa tikau mā whetu, iratahi kwa hau mai koutou ki te wāhanga taumatahanga, o te rāko mai wa tonu tēnei ko Daphne Popata, ko Joel Bristow e kawea nei te wāhanga o taumatahanga kia koutou katoa.
Ai, nei rā, timi atu kia koutou katoa te honga hakarongo, kua tai ki te wā, ki te kōrero ki tētahi atu o ngā kai kōrero mo te rangi nei. Ai, ko Kiritapu Alan Tera, tētahi o ngā kai tōrangapū, e tēnei wā, e hihana au ki te kōrero ki aia mō te kaupapa o te mate hinengaro, ara te depression, me era atu o ngā tū momo kaupapa, me no reira, me tāuri ake tātou ki te hakatau i aia i tēnei wā, no reira tēnā koe te tuahine e kiri.
Tēnā koe, Joel, tēnā kōrua, Daphne, tēnā koutou.
Ai, tēnā koe kua whai wā, mā tātou katoa i tēnei rā mōhiana tātou ko World Suicide Prevention Day tēnei. Anā, kua kitea pia te motu i tō kiriata kua horapa i a pukamata i tēnei wā. E kōrero tia mō ngā taumahatanga kua uhia ki runga i ngā tangata huri noa i te motu. Nō reira, tā huri ake kia koe, kei a koe te ringa kōrero i tēnei wā. Kia wharikihia i tēnei momo kaupapa.
Ai, he kaupapa tino, he tino taimaha mō tātou, ngā e hapū, ngā iwi Māori, te ngāngara o te kuripango, I think about, all the stats, they show us how our people are suffering immeasurably with a whole range of mental health and these types of, that's so mahatanga. And I think for me, you know, what I wanted to do was just to be really frank about, it impacts all of us. Doesn't matter who we are, where we're from, what we do. It's, you know, one in five people in Aotearoa, has to deal with mental health issues in their own lives. And as whānau and as hapū, we know that, most of us see intimately when things don't go well with respect to mental health. And I'll be amongst many of us as whānau Māori who have lost out some very dear loved ones, ka whakamomori. It's just over 1 year ago since I lost my baby niece, who was in her first year at university, the first of her generation to go down to Victoria and pursue their path. And when I talk about it amongst my own whānau, we just go, you know, we don't talk enough. We don't talk enough as whānau. And so, look, I'm a member of parliament. I had a relatively successful career in the law and, you know, these things. But actually, you know, on a daily basis, I have to deal with managing depression and anxiety. And some days it feels like a tirade, you know, storming through one's mind. And I just think, you know, there's a blanket silence on the impacts that it has on us. And we also, I don't know about you all, but, you know, we're told to toughen up, harden up. And I used to believe that. I didn't even think that depression was a real thing. I thought it was a made-up thing that people... used to make up to try and get out of having to, deal with the real world.
Definitely. There's a lot of stigma around this thing that we call, you know, depression and anxiety. And, you know, it's hard for people to open up to these types of issues, you know, because you're faced with the reality that some people are just going to be like, yes, you're just a sook, harden up. You know, think, caught it all like that. And that's why you see a lot of our tāne are struggling with these things because they think that they're meant to be seen as pillars of our whānau, you know, and it's hard to struggle with some of the things that the demons that they're facing, and we don't necessarily know what they are, but you can't just look at someone and disregard all these types of things. So for you, in day-to-day life, how have you managed anxiety and depression and overcome ultimately at this stage te mate whakamōmori and things like that? Do you have any words of encouragement for our whānau that are under that kapua pauri at the moment?
Yep, 100%. Just we really want to pick up what you said, particularly for our whāne mā, who have some of the worst statistics in the world when it comes to whakamōmori. Yep, we place a lot of pressure on our young men to be hard as rock. And you know what? I think we collectively as a culture, we need to stop doing that, eh? Because you know, when we look at those people that are the strongest in our in our community, we feel, eh? You know, and it's okay to talk about that stuff. And I think I talked about in my video, one of the best responses when I'm going through it, and you know, I've got those. That corridor going through my head, you're useless, you failed, you've done this, you've done that, or you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and it just feels like this relentless wave kind of crashing you on your tuara. Some of the best things that my mates have ever done is text and text, it's all good, got you. That's it, you know, it's, and I think, so there's two parts to that, eh? One, for those of us that know that we sometimes, well, that we do, that we struggle with this, to really reach out and talk to our mates, because two, from my own experience, and I'm probably seen by a lot of my peers as being pretty tough, you know, that's just a reality, you know, sort of in these various leadership roles, so you've got to be tough and you've got to, you know, X, Y, Z, but it's actually okay to be vulnerable. You know, there's a perception out there that if we show our vulnerabilities that we're weak, that it'll be exploited somehow, or that people will sit and see us as lesser than. I've found in my personal life that that's the opposite to be true. There are people that love you, and if you let them in, they want to hold you and they want to have your back, because we all, you know, those people that we love and that we care about, we want each other to be awesome. We want each other to thrive. We need our whānau mā, our wahine mā, to be leading their whānau, leading our hapū, you know, leading our iwi. And in order to do that, we've got to be able to get real. With ourselves, get real with each other, and go, bro, I'm struggling today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, depression and anxiety, mental health are all issues that we all face, you know, day to day. And almost every day you see on social media another one of our whanaunga, you know, that's taken their own life, you know, due to their own types of struggle, you know, coming out of like postpartum depression. You know, you think of all of the things that you went through, like you said, you doubt yourself and the way that you're doing things, you're not good enough for anyone. And then you get scared to even turn to your whānau, because you're scared of the thoughts that they might have, and that's when your anxieties kick in, and it's just an overwhelming tidal wave of, you know, emotion that hits you when you're down and out. And I think the best thing for us to do is have that kōrero, you know, and there's a lot of these amazing kaupapa that have actually come up where we're using tikanga and whakaaro Māori to overcome these types of obstacles. So for you as a member of parliament, is that something that you're looking at the moment, you know, being a survivor of depression and anxiety, mental health and all these issues? Is there anything that you're looking at, any initiatives that you think are great to help our whānau that are battling these demons at the moment?
Yeah, look, 100%. So firstly, just on the tikanga point, man, that has been, that's our saviour, and that's something where we're really lucky and rich as a people to have our own tikanga that ground us. And so just sometimes for my own self, I've got to remind myself to use our, to rely on the tools that our tipuna have fought for and handed down to us, you know, to whakawātea, to puri, to karakia, to all those things. There was a purpose, there was a rhyme, and there was a reason as to why we had these practices when we're going into battle or when we're going into these various environments, and just to cover ourselves and do the things that we have, that have been taught, handed down to us as tools to managing. So that's the first thing. Secondly, as a government, look, mental health was one of the biggest things that our community cried out for, in terms of it was a thing that was just plowing through our community. It's like this rampant ngangara that we couldn't put a finger on and stopped. So this budget, we had the biggest investment, $1.9 billion, has been invested into a whole range of strategies to ensure that our people are staying alive and thriving and have access to the tools that we need to. And something that's pretty cool is for anybody, just as a basic thing, when you're hitting that peak and you, it's all feeling pretty crazy and you don't want to burden your own mates and you don't want to burden, you know, your community, that you can text 1827. There's a counsellor at any time at the end of a text. Secondly, today, our Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and our Minister of Health, on the David Clark, on this day, which marks the worldwide Suicide Prevention Awareness Day, we've announced that we're creating a suicide prevention agency. basically this was an announcement, this was an initiative that came out of the mental health inquiry that was released earlier this year. This is one of the recommendations, and that was about creating an agency that can respond more effectively, because our whakamōwhiri rates are through the roof, and that's something that we should all as a country feel pretty ashamed of, I think. And so this is about a resetting of culture, of our national culture, in terms of addressing those things.
You know, a lot of things fall underneath the umbrella when you talk about mental health. You know, the way that we treat our tamariki, the way we talk to each other, and they all come under, you know, the way that we treat ourselves, even with kai and things. So at the end of the day, if we improve here in this area, I think that it'll smoothen out a lot of the other agencies across the board, including, you know, health, oranga tamariki, and some of the issues that we're seeing today.
Yeah, look, I was just thinking when you're saying that, Joel and I, we're both you know, teenagers in the 90s, and we had the Godfather. he had this one, the song is, you know, he was addressing all these issues and say, you know, we've got to change the way we live, we've got to change the way we eat, we've got to change the way that we treat and respect each other, because, you know, and that, there's a whole history as to why I think that we are some of the most vulnerable and exposed to, you know, mental health issues that comes with our colonial history, our colonial past, dislocation from the whenua, our whānau, and so on. But these issues have compounded over generations, and they result in the now. And, you know, look, there's massive amounts of initiatives that the government can do, and we'll keep doing those. And I guess one thing I just, you know, I always sort of bring it back to the personal, the things that I see with my own whānau, where we've failed as a whānau to keep some of our babies alive and prevent them from whakamōmuri, pull each other in tight, pull each other in close, let each other know that it's okay to be tough and strong all the time.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Absolutely, and you know, we've got to thank you again for, you know, the simplicity of your video. You know, you spoke both on those who deal with the depression and stuff like itself, and those who are living with those who have the depression, and it is basic kōrero like that really reaches our whānau. And you spoke lots about what the government can do, but we know in reality that lots of it, we ourselves are the real rongoā. At times we can't always be dependent on the government, and it's for ourselves to reach out, and for our whānau to make it all right for our whānau to reach out. So thank you again for making the time to join us again there, sis, in regards to this kaupapa. And I know the Godfather, you're talking about those very lyrics, you're humming a bit of Tupac right there, you know, and music is one of those healers. So before we end up, this kōrero, do you have any final words in regards to this kaupapa for our listeners up here in Te Hiko Te Ika?
Yeah, just say to all of the whānau up in Te Nauta, hey, if you do have a mate or a loved one who is dealing with, and you know they've opened up to you about their mental health or their depression, or you know they're having a bit of a rough ride, sometimes it's just a little thing. It doesn't need to be a big massive fanfare and, you know, rah, 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 making it a big deal. Sometimes just a cheer, bro. You're all good? Sweet, bro. Got you. And, you know, maybe a bit of a text a bit later on. But if you are those po or po asenya, for those people that, you know, suffer with the old black dog, make sure that you get support as well, because it can be a heavy load carrying some of those things for your loved ones. So I guess it just comes back to the ngako of my kōrero. Gotta talk more. Gotta be a bit more franker with each other about what's really up. Drop the front and just love each other, because we can. That's something that's completely within our mana motu hoki to do.
Ai, tēnā koe, it makes me think of that, you know, saying that's gone viral at the moment. Check on your strong friends. Engari, tēnā koe, kiri, whai wā, mā mātou te kāinga nei. Kia pai te roa ngā kia oto rā, ne?
Yeah, kia ora kōrua. Tēnā kōrua.
Ai, ko te reo tērā o Kiritapu Allen, tētahi o ngā kai tōranga pū mō te Pāti Reipa, ai, he uri no Ngāti Rangi, Ngaite Rangi, no Tūwhare Toa, ai, koia tētahi o ngā taku tino hoa i te whare wānanga o Wikitoria i te whanganui ātara, i tawa wā i ako i tērā wera o ngā pūmanawa o te, o ngā pūkenga o te ao ture. Nō reira, nei rā, timi atu ki aia, hei whaiwa ki te kōrero ki a mātau, he kaupapa tino rawe, tino hakahirehira i tēnei wā.
Ai rā, e tātou mā, nō reira, mai tonu mai koutou katoa, ki te hiku o teika, kia mōhio hoki mai tātou katoa. Ko tēnei te rā, kia haka ara ara ake i ngā momo mate pēnei i te mate whakamōmuri huri noa i te ao o te rā ko World Suicide Prevention Day tēnei, Prevention Awareness Day, aroha mai. Nō reira, mai tonu mai koutou katoa, ki te hiku o teika.